The Braves looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Nationals. They'd have to wait a while for this one, though. Over a three-hour rain delay at the start. Eventually, they get going. 1-0 Nats in the third. Freddie Freeman at the dish with two men on, facing Gio Gonzalez.
Gio checks in Ciardi at second. The 2-1 to Freeman is lined into right center field. It's a base hit. Heading home is Inciarte. Harper cuts it off on the warning track. Freeman trying for second. The throw is cut off by Murphy. Phillips will stop at third. It's an RBI double for Freddie Freeman. He's done it to the Nationals again. The Nationals and Braves tied at one. The 2-0 is hit in the air to right center, and that's going to be a base hit. Suzuki a late break, but he'll score as Goodwin will play it back in towards second. And it's an RBI single for Johan Camargo. So the Braves have their first lead. And with the double over Harper's head, the Braves take quick advantage of that and have the advantage on the scoreboard, 2-1. Of course, Suzuki was the Nationals' catcher the first time they went to the postseason. He was there for the division series in 2012. And he launches one to left field deep. Rayburn going back to the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Kurt Suzuki is homered off Gio Gonzalez, his seventh of the year. And Atlanta back in front, 3-2. 3-2 Atlanta, the pitch. Swinging a long drive to left center field. Rayburn going way back to the warning track. It's over his head and off the wall. And Ciardi will score. Freeman trying for second. He's in standing with a booming double off the top of the left center field wall. Just like that, it's 4-2 Atlanta. Freeman has a pair of RBI doubles in this game.
The Braves snap a two-game skid, winning at 5-2. Mike Foltynewicz wins his fourth straight decision, surrendering just two runs in six frames. Ender Inciarte and Kurt Suzuki each with two hits and two runs scored. Freddie Freeman, two hits and two RBIs, including his 1,000th career hit. The Nationals come up short against Atlanta. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
Well, you know, it was the same for both teams. You know, we're waiting around. I mean, we were told that bad weather was coming, and you know, the umpires, both sides, you know, you don't want to waste pitchers. I mean, you hate to have the fans wait around like that, as well as we hate to wait around, but you know, we were told that there was a, you know, a pretty severe storm coming, and so, you know, the weatherman's, as you know, has been wrong before, and it's hard to really predict weather, and that's what we were told. We didn't want to have the field in bad conditions and didn't want to start in the rain and then waste the pitcher.
After that, I mean, how did you feel your team respond, and how difficult is it?
Well, we responded, you know, well. You know, Gio pitched well. It's tougher on the pitcher than it is anybody, because, you know, how do you stay up for that long, you know, mentally? And turn it on, turn it off, and you know, you pitch well, you know, except for, you know, that, you know, we hated that, you know, Suzuki, who's killed us all year long, you know, hit the home run to, you know, to cause Gio to have the loss, but we had some opportunities, and you know, they beat us. No, Michael has he came out the game because he has a mild, you know, oblique strain, and then we'll put him on the DL starting tomorrow. And to answer Jorge's questions, then Haizu will return tomorrow. Yeah. Well, it's tough, but, you know, hopefully he'll be ready shortly after the break. You know, we get a break in All-Star, those 4 days, All-Star break that counts towards the DL. So hopefully, you know, he'll be ready. I mean, you don't know about these things, but, and you want to get him well because you don't want him coming, you don't want that to come back. And so, like I said, you hope that he'll be ready shortly after the break.
Did this happen on one swing tonight or something?
I don't know. I mean, something had been bothering him, but it wasn't in that area. And so, you know, when you play every day, something's always bothering you. You know, so I don't know when it happened. All I know is the trainer came to me. I think it happened probably on one of those swings that he you know, just drubbed the ball to shortstop. I mean, to third baseman, and that's when he came out after his last at-bat when he had to reach for that ball.
Up next, the series against the Braves continues on Friday with Max Scherzer on the hill.